Halleluja. Hallelujah. Lift up your two hands, everyone, and give God thanks for light that sprang up in the first, second, and third teaching as it applies to you. Give him thanks. If you caught anything in those great things that came down from heaven, give God thanks. Give God thanks. Give God thanks. You can now say, I know what to do about this issue. Give God thanks. There's an issue in your life. You now know what to do about it. Give God thanks. Now cast your mind back from the first night. Are there things you can now point to? I now know what to do about this. I now know what I should do about this. And I receive grace to take responsibility. Now, give God thanks for showing you and I what you can do about that situation and experience a turnaround. Give God, consciously do that. You know, a serious approach is what guarantees a glorious result. Get serious about your walk with God. Get serious. Lord, I thank you for showing me what to do about that situation, about this situation, and I receive grace of you to do exactly what you've instructed me to do. Go ahead and give him thanks. Go ahead and give him thanks. We are here to take our inheritance in Christ. It's a mountain of allocation of inheritance. Thank him for showing you what to do. Because doing what you should do is what makes that inheritance a reality. Give him thanks. Give him praise. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Have you been truly visited? Can you call this a special day in your life? Yeah. Have you caught any life from heaven? Yeah. Welcome to the ever-winning realm of your life. Yeah. Welcome to the realm of no more defeat. Yeah. No more going down. Yeah. No more backward trend. Yeah. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and get seated. Please get seated. Let's run through Shiloh 2024, Ever Increasing Wisdom Creed. If the studio is there, please. We have this 24 line to keep us focused on why he called for this meeting. And it's also on the website for free download. And same time, take your Bible in your hand. I'm holding in my hand the Holy Bible. This is the ever-living Word of God. The Bible is the answer book of life. It is the wisdom bank of heaven, whose currency never loses value. It contains the ever-living wisdom of God that secures an ever-winning life on earth. It is a wisdom from above that's above all ahead of all civilizations. The Bible is the wisdom of God that still creates solutions today as it did in the beginning. The Bible is the wisdom from above that's far above all realms of human knowledge. Far above all realms of human knowledge. It is the wisdom of God. The Bible is the wisdom of God that turns mountains to plains. This wisdom is the custodian of riches and honor. This wisdom empowers believers for exploits. It engenders supernatural breakthroughs. It makes stars of believers. It enthrones the redeemed. It cuts rivers among the rocks. It stops the way against evil. It engenders peace that passes all knowledge. It steers joy unspeakable, full of glory. The content of the wisdom of scriptures is pure, unexplainable for those who care to know. For those who care to know, destruction and death are subject to this ever-winning wisdom. This wisdom secures length of days. Interestingly, divine wisdom has unlimited capacity for growth. And this is what makes this ever-growing wisdom the guarantee for an ever-winning life. Come back again to 23, please. And this is what makes the ever-growing wisdom the guarantee for an ever-winning life. And together, finally, Lord Jesus, my crave on this mountain is a fresh endowment with the spirit of wisdom that will enable me gain unlimited access to this higher realm of the wisdom from above. I'd like you to renumerate on that after this Shiloh event and for the remaining part of the year, because next year will be an outbreak of new realms of experience in your life as you subscribe in totality to the wisdom of this book in the name of Jesus. Now, you don't fail an exam because you don't know anything. You fail because you don't know enough. You make 39%, that's okay. Out of 100 birds, you are able to catch 39. You try, but you didn't pass. So it is inadequacy of this wisdom that we are addressing by the Holy Spirit. Nobody's saying anyone is not wise. Every child of God, we have been told over again, has a deposit of divine wisdom, a measure, and is left to determine whether it remains a measure or finishes the measure and becomes no measure, or does little with it, becomes little measure, and does much with it, becomes great measure, and does much more with it, becomes exceeding great measure. So it's not about we don't know something. We don't know enough is the question. When we know enough, it will show. It will show. Because you can get angry, I'm not wise. Nobody says you're not wise. Somebody fail an exam, you commend him. No. Sit up, my friend. Sit up. You can do it. Sit up. Your son came back home with an F. You don't pat him on the back. It's time to move forward. Move from F to E. Move from E to D. Move from D to C. And move from C to B. And as grace comes on you and me, move to A. We are here to announce there is need for a shift. Yes, sir. Need for a shift. Everybody needs
needs a shift.
What I've learned in getting ready for this meeting is more than all I ever knew. I'd written 4 books on wisdom, none qualified for reference. Wake up! I'm not ill, never. I'm not there. Eh? How? And I see people assess people in my office and they say, A. I say, how? Even you, that's, can you get A? I said, what you are calling A for him? I won't score B there. It's time to wake up. 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 In the name of Jesus. We examine a very important point for the few minutes we have that I believe will change everybody's perspective. Now to keep this ever-winning wisdom alive. Without value for knowledge, no man can increase in wisdom. Knowledge is the principal raw material. For assessing and sustaining divine wisdom. So I'm speaking on the subject. Towards developing your value for knowledge. Develop your value for knowledge. People have talked about praying. Thank God. You pray to assess, but you learn to sustain. No student that settles on prayer pass exams. You pray for grace to understand the subject. You now settle to study the subject. Too much religion about realities. Too much religion. Things are not changing. You are praying. Find out other things to do. An engine alone does not run a car. You need a gearbox. You need tires. So. You need brake, otherwise you go to an accident. It's a composite system. It's time to wake up. Without genuine value for knowledge, no one can increase in wisdom. No one can. Because wisdom is a product of applied knowledge. Now, knowledge is not there, so what are you applying? Knowledge is not there, what are we applying? Something is shifting, something is changing. Sir, you are getting out of here charged. Charged to take charge. Can I hear your amen? This was the book I read in 1976, the exact copy, The Purpose of Pentecost. I read this in one sitting, and the outcome was express access to the voice of God. One of my greatest assets in my Christian journey today, my ears got opened from this book. I think it was 1 naira or something. This book, titled The Gentle Grace of Jesus, I bought this book 1 naira, 10 kobo. I read this 75. It seared my appetite for the supernatural. and walking in it today. Wake up. You are either building a library, a functional library, not the quality of library, or you are building a mortuary. Wake up. The wise man shall hear and increase in wisdom. Give instruction to a wise man. It's a running scripture through this meeting. He will yet be wiser. Teach a righteous man, he will increase in learning. No shortcut. No matter who lays hands on you, what you have is a deposit that requires maintenance. Otherwise, lay hands on 10 people, receive the spirit of wisdom, and they get 10 different results by taking 10 different levels of responsibility. I returned from the trip. My wife said, "What did you bring?" I said, "Come and see." I took her to the library, my study room. I opened the first bag, books, second bag. He said, "What else?" I said, "That's all else." I said, "The content of these books can make me a manufacturer of the things I would have bought." Come and say, value for knowledge. Let me hear you say,
value for knowledge.
How can you be a believer for God's sake? The year is now about ending. You can't point to any book of the Bible you read. That I read St. John this year. No, you can't point. You have not read one single literature since the year began. You don't get wiser that way. You don't get wiser, forget it. You don't get wiser that way. The wiser we get, the more winful life becomes. The more winful. It's time to wake up. This religion is enough. Let's now face reality. Let's face reality. Let's face reality. Let's face reality. By his grace, I have a walk-through library in the house. Not shelf, that's what you walk through like a university library. Not decorative library, explorative library. I was looking for a book in 1995 that I read in last. I asked my domestic staff to go check. He said, "Can't find it." I said, "Okay, I'm coming." In 5 minutes, I got it. I tell you where it is. Time to wake up. Come and learn of me, Jesus said, and you have what? Rest for your souls. It's time to come awake to our covenant responsibility. Ever-winning wisdom is impossible without a quest for ever-winning knowledge. Ever-growing knowledge is the secret behind ever-winning wisdom. Ever-winning wisdom. You are going places. You are going places. There were two uniquely endowed folks in scriptures. They were both prayer giants, but they were bookworms. I, Daniel, understood by books. He was unusually endowed. Strangely endowed. The arrogant king bowed down and worshipped Daniel for the wisdom of God that worked in him. Yet Daniel said, Daniel 9:2. I, Daniel, understood my books. Daniel 10. Daniel waited on God 21 days to seek and understand of a particular issue. So prayer is not a substitute, it's a compliment. 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 Can I share this with you? It will bless you. Our cell system was crawling. And I said, wait a minute. We seem to have exhausted all that we know. So I ordered 400 copies of Building Successful Home Sales. And so we read with three objectives. What should we be doing that we are not doing that's stalling the growth of our cell system? What should we not be doing that we are doing that's killing it? And what should we be doing that we are not doing well enough? So, our pastors read, we met to analyze the outcome. The sales grew from 3,000 plus to 7,500 within a year. That's the power of knowledge. Solomon, the most endowed, became the most stupid. He had no counselor. He read nothing. He was celebrating the gift. And the gift vanished and lost value. So we kept pushing. I said, wait a minute. We seem to have exhausted all that we learned in this book. So I ordered other cell church growth research materials. So we divided it chapter by chapter with the same three objectives. The sales galloped to 15,000. 15,000. The power of knowledge. Then came a tall order to double the number of churches. I said, wait a minute. There may not be anywhere we can get this from. So let's find out from those who are doing well in our cell replication program within the church. So we collected the data. We analyzed what they did. We ran a seminar. The cell grew in 1 year by over 20,000 cells. New cells. The path will be stagnated forever until you respond to this. We learn from those who knew, even from our members. I am their father, but they are the practitioners. So they know what they did. Let's find out what they did. I can't be a cell minister anymore. But here are some people, he's not ordained. Which ordained? He has results. What's ordained? Is it ordination you want to eat? The man has his own. You know, one of you, I ordained him that day. Yes, one night. I said, you see, he has no reason. Look at this man. He has bathed about so many cents, maybe 25 or something. Yes, I said, come, I ordain you as a pastor now. Who's a pastor? The one who knows how to pastor. I ordained him last night on this altar. What's the pastor that's not doing anything? No. Life, that is, you humble yourself to learn from those that you have taught, who are on the field and know what it takes, and you draw from them. We got over 20,000 new sales. How is it functioning today? By the grace of God, we might have the largest cell system in the world. And this morning, the altar of prayer have located how to double that number this coming year, the first half of the year. And to fire that up, you go and explore the more. Explore the more. That's life. Ride on prosperously and in majesty because of truth and righteousness and meekness. And your right hand will teach you deep things. We ride on the wheels of knowledge majestically. Knowledge, knowledge, majestically. From 85, I've been a life student of joy growth. Life student, real life student. I read all readables on church growth. I photocopied whole books like this, because there was no way to get no electronic media. The photocopy will be so faint, you'll be doing your eye like this. I won't let go. You can break it forever. If you don't know how, it won't work. You can pray till forever. If you don't know how, it won't work. There are Philips in your life. They have an understanding of what you don't understand. You are just leading. Ethiopia, you know, sir, do you understand what you are doing? I don't know. We are told to be leading. This is to be reciting it as we are going back home. I'm reciting. He said, now, can I explain to you? From the same scripture, is Philip made him to understand? Young Ichom was my Philip on church group. Young Ichom was my God sent Philip. It may not be your own, but it's my own. He's gone to heaven. But the impact of what he taught me is still here. Sir, anything we do without understanding, we lack outstanding results. It is understanding that makes anything outstanding. It's not the doing of it. You don't understand the mystery of financial breakthrough. You just be struggling, it won't happen. You'll be using method to make it look like it's happening. I, Daniel, understood my books. Then came Paul. Even Peter witnessed that the wisdom given him was too high. But Paul said, bring me my notes, bring my books. Every wise man reads books and have notes. They are not only for form. They are studying to discover. Discoveries are precious to them, so they took note of them. And as they took note of them, the world begins to take note of those individuals. It's a value of knowledge that grants us access to ever increasing wisdom. Ever increasing wisdom. Our time is moving. Prayer will enhance our access. In our hands, we reap deposit of divine wisdom, but it will never move without subscribing to the learning demand. Learning demand. That's why increasing revelation of the truth is the mystery behind the manifestation of ever winning wisdom in life. Settle down. So I read 8 books on marriage. How many? Before we were married. I've now had to pray one prayer to make the marriage work. Knowledge is power. When you apply yourself to it, you are on a majestic ride. You are not struggling. You are on a majestic ride, an enviable ride. Listen. I read quite a number of biographies on ministries because that's my life. I need to find out how it works by learning from those who have proved that it works. Find out where they made mistakes so I can avoid it. I made amazing discoveries. Stepping to ministry, I wasn't empty. I had light to work with. Anything you approach, common sense will never deliver an extraordinary result. Common sense equals common results. We need to learn to grow in wisdom. God filled Bezalel with wisdom and commanded that they go teach others. So that those ahead of us who have been given these things, we settle down to learn from them and get to where we are going. Let's come this way. We have a very successful university system. It didn't come in by chance or by mandate. Vision delivered. Now, how it was must be discovered. How it was must be discovered. How would this vision deliver? It must be discovered. So, I selected 9 world-class universities to find out what has sustained them for years. That time, Harvard was 366 years and Oxford was 900 or thereabout. I found out how it works. Is it not working? So you, any vision as barren of knowledge will not see the light of day. Settle down. Church is not growing. Look for where church is growing. Find out what they are doing. Don't explain away winter cold. Okay, stop winter. Stop cold. Stop mama time. You can't stop them. And they mustn't stop you. Everything that works in the kingdom delivers on knowledge. On knowledge. On knowledge. On knowledge. We haven't grown as a church by chance. There were factors at play. And as long as those factors are in place, the growth continues. We saw one Sunday here, 3,000 souls saved. It was Pentecost. So it's important to be awake to this responsibility. All this founder and so what? Are there no founders who are confounded? Will title help? Never. Title holds no value. It's an adjective for convenience. It holds no value. But somebody's going forward here. So find out where things are not working. Find out where you can see it working. Connect with what they have learned there. And employ the same thing. You get results. Somebody's story is changing. Somebody came to my office crying. Satan has been buffeting me, challenging me. And he's a whole grown man. I said, listen, I can't talk to you under this condition. You're emotionally destabilized. Go and get the book, Satan Get Lost. When you finish reading, come back. When he came back, he was waving, started smiling. I said, what's happening? His visage has changed. I didn't even know Satan is as cheap as he. He found out how much power he had to walk over the serpents and the scorpions, over all the powers of the enemy. His countenance changed. The way you are cringing, you need to know something that you don't know. Go and find out. You need to know something that you don't know. You need to know something you don't know. I'm still busy learning. I'm striving for change of level. I want my C to change to B by His grace. Or my D, I don't know where I am now, to move to C. It's time to wake up. 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 We are getting there. We are getting there. We are getting there. Nothing of value is ever free. So if divine wisdom is the most valuable asset in the life of a believer after salvation, then it carries a cost. Nothing of value is ever free. One of our daughters here had some challenge, and he had me say the answer is in the book, no matter the challenge. So she began looking for the answer from Genesis. She found the answer in Jeremiah. Genuine answer. The siege ended. You know the journey from Genesis to Jeremiah? Some would rather travel to Australia to go and look for it, and then they won't find it because it's not in knowledge market. She settled down from Genesis and only hit the answer in Jeremiah. And the siege was over. He that seeketh, findeth. To him that knocketh, the door shall be opened. It's time to be awake. That's the awesome responsibility of assessing and sustaining this ever-winning wisdom. So J. Smith taught me from his book, The Man God Uses. I never met him in my life. Can I tell you something? I never met Yonggi Cho once before he went to heaven. No, I never met. We never met. But he was busy teaching me from 85. I was learning from him. 2010 was when we read that book. An explosion erupted. As we enter 2011. Just possess the meekness required to learn. All this idea, I know what I'm doing. You don't know what you are doing. If you know what you are doing, to show. It's not sure because you don't know what to show. You are doing well enough. So learn more so you can start going well. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Being close to the charismatic movement, I had some insight on financial prosperity, but I've not made the discovery required to be in command. I knew I had not made the discovery that would put me in command. So I took two books and went out for 3 days. Jesus, show me the secret behind this kingdom prosperity thing. On the third day, I found it. I knew I found it. So I screamed, yay, I can never be poor. That's 42 years ago. 42 years ago. Discoveries are valuable assets, and they come through the process of learning, an open-hearted learning, a readiness, a knowledge that you don't know, and you want to know. You want to find out from those who know. Sir, I have been feeding on the word of faith since 76. So believing anything becomes natural. I'm not struggling. He will build this tabernacle in 1 year. It was easy. My faith senses have been developed to some level that could handle it. Is what is inside you that speaks when you are confronted. Somebody's soul is changing. No matter where we are, we can get wiser if we choose to take responsibility. We can get what? If we choose to. I've said some things now on cell growth. If anybody that desires cell growth should just go and lay seed somewhere. Get a cell minister from here, please. Una, you could tell me how this thing will work. It's natural. No, I can't talk to him. It's not ordained. Ordained of what? I was the one who taught them. They were the ones who taught us how to get results. It's so important. This thing takes meekness. To even know that you can know better takes meekness. But to feel that to know everything makes you just there. We are going places. We are going places. We are going places. After studying those 9 world-class universities, I came forth with a verdict based on knowledge. This is imagined as a new generation Harvard. It was clearly stated and declared openly. Wisdom makes the face of a wise man to shine, and the content of the countenance shall be altered. See where we are today. That's the power of knowledge. In your business, power of knowledge. It's crawling. Someone else is going to say it's using medicine. You are using God. You get better results. How can God be backing you? And somebody that deal with backing you, I'll shine in you. No. Find out what he knows. He's a believer and you're angry. You want to kill him? Find out what he's doing that's moving his business forward. Find out why he's not feeling the heat of the economy. Find out from here. Excuse me, sir. If it's from here, he will direct you a book. Go and read this book. Read that book. He will recommend about 10 to you. You say, this is too much. You can't find the answer without searching for it. You can't find the answer without searching for it. People are going through tension in marriages. There are amazing books on marriage written by proven authors, both in this church and across the world. But they won't read. When I pick a book, what I first do is to read about the author, whether he has authority to write what he's writing. You can't be writing me on church go when your church is not grow. I won't read your book. I won't. I want to learn from a practitioner. You are borrowing money around. I can't read your book on prosperity. No. It will confuse me. The things you have heard, the things you have said, the things you have looked upon, the things our hands have handled, they are the ones you are qualified to teach. Somebody's already changing. Now I'm writing this book, You have been writing it for yourself, only you may be reading it. No, have you a proof of it? Where is the proof? Somebody's story is changing. In search of fresh unction, I went through the book of Ezekiel. I saw the drama in chapter 37. I was captivated. Lord, connect me with the secrets of the book of Ezekiel. I was coming down from that mountain and said, behold, I've touched your tongue with the coal of fire. From henceforth, as you say it, you see it. Nothing of value is ever free. I must round up because you have to go. Nothing of value. Carry that in your mentality as you live here. Nothing of value is ever free. Nothing of value is ever free. I've made some level of discoveries on faith. Get those materials and fire up your faith. Instead of assumption, fire up your faith. Build up your faith. I've made some few discoveries on success and it's showing. Pick up those materials. Check through them. It doesn't have to be white to be right.
Yes, sir.
No. Check where the proofs exist.
Yes, sir.
They are everywhere. They are with the white, with the yellow, with the black. But find out where the result is.
Yes, sir.
Stop feeling good because you're in America. Which America? Does it change your story? Stop feeling unique because I live in UK. What's the meaning? That's why you choose to live. Amen. Now, will I envy anybody today in your own perspective? Anybody living in any part of the world? No. Was I even them before? No. I knew this thing applies to every born-again child. Just take responsibility. I just came back from Jamaica. That's your journey. I mean, you are a year hostess. You can go anywhere you like.
Amen.
Somebody's story is changing.
Amen.
Can I tell you something? Until we take responsibility, we keep living like liabilities. No matter where you live in the world. No matter where we live in the world. Until you take responsibility, you keep living as a liability. My son came one time from Port Harcourt. And I said, receive grace to take responsibility. He wondered what kind of prayer is this. He got to church and said, all of you, receive grace to take responsibility. That is the key missing link in the Christian faith. God will do it. I said, how? I know God will do it. I know he won't do it. But you know what he says you should do, he won't do it. I know God won't do it. You are the one who think you know by ignorance. God won't do it until you do what he says you do. So find out what he says you do. And commit to doing the believing. And committed God to do it. If after all this is, and you go and begin to beat your wife at home, then what have you learned? Nothing. Nothing. You start thinking, speaking rough. And you know that God answers your words, the words you speak, not just the prayer you pray. He said, what you said in my ears, I have heard, and I will do it for you. So it's time to wake up and take responsibility in the application of that knowledge. That now I know what to do, and I know what will make what I'm to do work. So I discipline myself to align. Somebody's rising. Somebody's breaking forth. If you are the one, let me hear your loudest amen. 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 The wiser we get, the better the result will come out. It's time to get wiser. It's time to locate the Phillips assigned us in our journey. It's time to pay the price that makes prize winners. As I conclude, I wrote this some years back. Say with me, truth is timeless. Time doesn't change the truth. Truth is ageless. Truth is constant. Truth cannot be reviewed. Truth cannot be revised. Truth cannot grow. We can only grow in the knowledge of the truth. Truth cannot be developed. We can only develop our understanding of the truth. Wait a minute, there is no new generation truth. Truth is eternal. Young people, hear me now. God will not rewrite the Bible because of you. There is no new generation truth. No new generation truth. Jumping and jumping and jumping, you just jump and jump down and empty. Truth, truth, truth. It's all right to celebrate before the Lord, but it's not a substitute for knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Truth is eternal. There is no old-fashioned truth. Can we say that? Truth is transgenerational. There's no private revelation. Every revelation of the truth applies to whosoever believes. Because what God says to one, He says to all. God's word is valid for all times, but applicable to only those who believe. Truth is truth. I either take it or leave it. We can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. May this truth get a hold of each one of us today. As it's commonly said, the taste of the pudding is in the eating. Oh, taste and see that the truth still works. And we'll keep working till eternity. Its effect is still the same. Oh, come and taste. That what the truth instructs to do is the only way to where you are going, the only way to where I'm going. If therefore the word of God is truth, then the truth of Scripture must be timeless, ageless, and constant. Only those who care to prove the truth with the obedience of faith ever experience its validity. You are going to have a new order of experiences. Because wisdom will keep on tying every tight area of your life. The answer will not stop coming and coming and coming. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your right hand to heaven. And give God thanks. Give God thanks. Stand to your feet. Can I have you say with me, the world walks. And we continue to walk until Jesus returns. The world walks. And we continue to walk. Where you live notwithstanding, where I live notwithstanding, wherever the sun shines, the world walks. Wherever the moon shows up, the world walks. I thank you for the power of the world that makes wise. So help me, Jesus, to take responsibility to sustain this ever-winning wisdom all the days of my life. All the days of my life. Can I tell you something? I once had the privilege of traveling with the president of a nation, and we're all in that cabin, and I saw three books in his hand that he was reading. I was reading as my habit. He was reading. There was no plan. Now you are number one in your nation. Okay, what are you going to do? To get wiser. To get wiser. And I'm president of a small company. My own lead. Total number of your citizens is 12. Amen. But you have, I don't have time. No, you abuse time. You misvalue time. Everybody has equal amount of time. Everybody has equal amount of time. No matter who prays for you, you need faith for the prayer to be answered. Jesus prayed for them, it wasn't answered. Because of their own unbelief. And the answer just is, be healed, yes. The anointing goes in, but it won't sustain your health. My son, attend to my word. Give ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. But they shall be left to them that find it, and health to all their flesh. You sustain it by the insight and faith at work in you. If it's the faith of the minister, why do you pray for 10 people and 3 of them flying on the same subject and 7 of them crawling? The faith of individuals is as important as the faith of the praying man. You can't force anybody to be healed. Stop wasting your time. Say, be healed. Be healed. I say, be healed. Be healed. You can't force him to be healed. He has to believe. He can't be healed until he believes. He can't be healed until he believes. Prosper. He can't prosper until he does what makes people prosper.
Yes, sir.
Say, I command you to prosper. I'm the prophet of prosperity. You are wasting your mouth. This man, because the spirit cannot be broken, he cannot prosper until he begins to do what gets people to prosper. It's a new day. So the ball is in your court and in my court. I'm absolutely responsible for the outcome of my life, and so are you. It's the greatest light I caught getting ready for ministry in 1981. My son, you are absolutely responsible for the outcome of your life. Don't look for a devil to blame. You are responsible. You are responsible. Look to Abraham, the father, and said, Rabbi, I caught him alone and I blessed him. You are responsible. I'm responsible. It's time to take responsibility. Lift up those two hands and receive grace. Grace to take practical responsibility to sustain this ever-winning wisdom by undying crave for more of God, more of the knowledge of His word on every subject area of interest. Take that grace. Take that grace. Take that grace, everybody. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Please get seated for a moment. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. There are these following treasures as engraved assets by God. They will help keep you positively engaging spiritually on your feet till we make it to heaven together. Can I hear your amen? Fanning revival fire, a manual for steering revival in a local church. They are tested principles. They've worked in several other places. They're working here. They work in your own life. Church Growth Manual, Vital Covenant Keys to Healthy Church Growth. Redeemed as a wonder to many, a wonder to the world, not a wanderer. From today, it will be clear that you're on God's side and God is on your side. Can I get your amen? Passion for souls, the most profitable engagement on the planet Earth. What will a man give in exchange for his soul if he loses his soul? If he gains the whole world? God will do anything to keep his soul when I'm going. He will keep you going. Can I get your amen? Can I get your amen? Snapshots of my adventure in ministry. I did this when I was turning 70. It can help you boost your faith in whatever God calls you to do as you commit yourself to it in the name of Jesus. We have this volume here, Pillars of Destiny. They touch on several areas of our lives to be a blessing. And we have this new one, Leadership Ideology, a Covenant Perspective. And then Leading Revolution in Education, they are all available for our spiritual nourishment and inspirational enlightenment. It will be a long way to keep us going in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Can I have someone to help me here before we close? Please come. Thank you, Jesus. Now, these are collections of my books on faith before these ones were produced. They contain all the books on faith. These are all online. The world is changed. You can always access them online. These are my findings by the help of the grace of God on vision. People don't even know the meaning. When they have one, they don't know what to do with it. It will go a long way to help us winning all the way. Then I have the collection on wisdom, the connection on success, prayer, fasting, and healing, the collection on consecration, how to keep living a life that pleases God at all times. And then the collection on the supernatural, how to operate in your original realm that you are redeemed into and not be overwhelmed by the powers of darkness. It's there. And the collection on prosperity, That is the book I wrote on winning the war against poverty. It will make you hate poverty with all passion. You will hate it like you hate a scripture. It's part of the materials kept here. It will keep you going any day, any time. What am I doing? I'm trying to help you to locate what can keep you productively engaged and winning and triumphing everywhere. And here is the Baba of them, the Holy Spirit. It helps to expose the ministry of the Holy Spirit in all its dimensions. And then the largest is the world. What the world has for you and me, and how to tap into it. It's a number of books put together in one volume. This will help. You can also access the individual copies if you're interested. They are all online. Now, praise God. The followers of them through faith and patience inherit the promises. I have these materials. There are four volumes out called Treasures of Life. They are my personal notes from my personal studies over the years that we're wrapping up into different volumes. They are also topical. You can always locate the topic you want from the content. Every learner must have a note. And he must take note of his note to keep his life going. Treasures of Life, volume 1 to 4, they are available. We are still on with the various volumes coming. And then, by divine inspiration, we started packaging all Shiloh teachings over the time. Amen. And they are captioned Dominion Realities. This has no end in terms of this volume. Work I just started, this is volume 1 and 2, and we are ongoing. Why? Give attention to leading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Meditate on these things. Give yourself wholly to them, and thy prophet will appear to all. We are going places. Stand to your feet, everyone. Somebody bless this afternoon. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. Remember to come along with any balance of your desires that is yet to be delivered. The ark of testimonies we put here in the evening for the evening session. Ushers will be told when to collect those things. We put them in the ark as we do. God has been doing wonders ever since. He will do more wonders in your own life. In the name of Jesus. You have come with some desires that have been delivered. Write a thanksgiving paper to Jesus. Thank you for answering me before this time on this and that, and to show in your life. Thank you, Jesus. It's the last night. It promises to be the best of nights for every one of us, and it shall be so. Remember, we're also giving thanks to God for all miracle marriages of the year across board in all the nations, all the miracle babies of the year, like we do all the time. You thank God for something, He multiplies it back to you. There's no one who came with any sort of desire who will not return with their own. We're also blessing the nations tonight. We did that yesterday. We are doing it again tonight in the name of Jesus. Lift up your two hands and give God thanks as we get ready to move on our short break.
Let's lift up our voices and thank him. Let's appreciate him for what we have received again this morning. What an awesome morning. Deluge of blessing. Wave your hands and thank him. If you have truly been blessed, wave your hands and thank him. Give him praise. Exalt him. Magnify his name. Jesus, we thank you. We glorify your name. Thank you for the diverse blessings. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. We appreciate you, Father. Thank you and thank you. Blessed be your name, Lord. To you be all the glory. To you be all the adoration. Thank you and thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Come on, a louder amen. Amen. Let's be reminded the specialized classes begins by 12:30. And the Youth Alive holds by 2 p.m. Praise the name of the Lord. The Ministers Summit also holds by 12:30. Please locate the various places that has been so designated. You are blessed. Shall we together share the goodness and fellowship? Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Shiloh 2024. Never winning wisdom. Please extend your love to your neighbors.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.